Blog Talk Radio. Good night, my dear beloved. Welcome on Advent Health Thursday. This is Sister Powell. We'll be your host this evening. So we're going to open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are so thankful. We have not even words to express our gratitude towards you for what you have done for each and every one. We want to thank you for your mercies, the blessings, and we want to thank you for providing all our many needs and a set us here on time that we can come to lift you up and to give you the praise. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for forgiving us of all our many sins and help us, Lord Jesus, that we will follow you. We will be obedient. We will share your words to the dying world. As we saw all things that is happening around us, we ask you to help us not to look in fear because, dear Father, we are living in a world of fear, threat all over. But we know that you love us so much and that you told us that you will be with us even to the end. So help us, Lord, to be faithful this evening and help us to trust you. Fill each one of us, Lord, with your sweet Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome one, welcome all. Welcome this evening so that we can fellowship. Without you, dear, on this line, we know we couldn't be here operating it. So we welcome everyone who joined, those who are joining from Netherlands, those who are joining from Canada, those who are joining from upstate New York, Louisiana, and Tennessee, and Texas, and even as far as Canada, right? We said, no, not Canada, Africa. Lord, we, Netherlands, and the Philippines, and also Jamaica, we welcome you all, and we do hope and wish you all the best. And God said we are one big, we are in the vineyard, right? So we are one big family all around the world. So we welcome you. And please do not feel like you are a stranger on this line. We are asking you, you can call in, you can ask for prayer, and you can also, you know, be a part of what's more by sharing your regular testimony and give praise to the Lord. So we welcome one, welcome twice, and let us start, you know, opening the line so that our brothers and sisters will be able to share. Well, our opening song will be share our opening song from one of our sister 347. Your line going to bring our opening song, and then I will also ask Martha the song or a scripture reading, and I have a little other scripture reading to say, you know we have our favorite scripture that is taken from Genesis and also from 3 John and Revelation. But this morning, you know, I was impressed this morning, you know, to share a scripture from Matthew 22. So I will, you know, more with your scripture is more power when you study the Bible. All right? So this song is 347. We will listen to our dear sister who will be presenting us with this opening song. So our opening song is taken from Shulimasinam.
Hello?
347, your line is open.
Oh, okay. Good evening, Sister Powell. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sister Lynn, and I would like you to sing, like to sing to you the song "Bright in the Corner Where You Are."
Yes. Amen.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar to the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Just above our cloudy skies that you may help to clear. Let not nor self your way debar. Though into the one hearted lone may fall your song of cheer. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Here for all your talent you may surely find a need. Here reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, my dear sister, for that song. Long, long time I haven't heard that song, you know. And this song is telling us, my dear beloved, that wherever we are, whatever corner, where we turn, where we walk, we have to brighten the corner. We have to brighten the corner by our lifestyle. We have to brighten the corner, light up the corner with the word, the everlasting truth. And as we study God's word, there we can say we all have a corner that we can brighten. So we want to thank you, my dear, for that wonderful song. And our mission is to go out and brighten the corner with the everlasting truth to the world. Thank you again for sharing. Our scripture reading, the first scripture reading, my dear beloved, and I will be going to have four scripture reading. Here we're going to have the first one is Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and then so I've opened this line, 518. We want asking everyone to participate in our in this program, that whenever time, you know, we ask for that, people will have more time to cooperate with the way in which this program is supposed to be handled.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Powell. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to read God's word. And it begins like this. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything he made was good, very good. Behold, it was good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading 3 John 1 to 4. For Genesis, thank you, sorry. Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30. How God gave us everything, my dear beloved, that was good. He said it was very good. And we have to be grateful to our Lord, thankful to him for what he has done for us, you know. So he is a good God, and he promised us that I will provide, I will make a way. So there is no way we can worry and, you know, murmur and complain about things, because we have a loving God who has provided for us before we was born. And Jen, also John 1 to 4, it said to us, I will just read your hearing. It said, unto the beloved Carlos, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospered. For I have rejoiced greatly when I heard the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So the Lord said to us, he has no greater joy than to hear that all of us, his children, walk in the truth. And this is how we are going to brighten the cocoa corner wherever we are. With the truth in God's second coming, the truth in sharing the states of the dead, the truth in telling others about the health reform is the right arm to the gospel, and the truth is to tell them about soon and very soon, Jesus will soon be here, the second coming of Christ. So we want to brighten our corner, my dear beloved, with the truth out there, because a lot of people is out there and they do not know the truth. And let us really pray to the Lord that the Lord will teach us and show us how to prepare ourselves so that we can go out there with the truth to brighten our corner. Yes, my dear beloved, and the last scripture passage, you know, from our regular scripture passage is taken from Revelation 1:22, right, 1 to 2. And I'm going to open this line and ask for this reader, 804-238. Can you read the third scripture passage for me? 804-238. All right, can you check your phone? Okay, then, all right. I will read it. Yes, my dear beloved. This scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22. Sorry, I may call the wrong number. Right, Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Revelation 22, 1 to 2. All right, it's stated here, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaf were for the healing of the nation. Here in the reading of the scripture tonight, health reform Thursday, that God, what God has provided for us, and also, my dear beloved, as we have been coming down to, you know, the winter, you know, we have the winter season, and we know this is a cold season, and also the very breezy, and sometimes we have rain, we have snow in different areas. But we have to do, you know, God gave us our remedy, natural remedy that we can use. And if we be obedient by using these things, you know, these simple remedies, we know we will be able to get cured. So Health Reform Thursday, is not just only for Thursday. It's for each one of us to carry out this duty that God has given unto us, because it is the right arm to the gospel. And so we have some quotes here. We want to thank Sister Carla for presenting these quotes from the Spirit of Prophecy. And we know whatsoever the Spirit of Prophecy said, you know, because we know that our prophetess is the lesser light and God is the higher light beam, right? And it states here, it is our duty to know how to preserve the body in the best condition of health. God wish above all things that we prosper, we ready. So we have to preserve this body that God has given unto us for the best condition of health, that we supposed to be living a healthy life. And it is a sacred duty to live up to the light which God has graciously given. If we close our eyes to the light, to fear, we shall see our wrong, which we are unwilling to forsake. Our sins are not lessened, but increased. Our plight is turned from in one case, it will be discarded in another. So, my dear beloved, we have to keep our eyes open and to know what we are doing to this body. It is just as much sin, right? Just as much sin to violate the law of our beam as to break one of God's Ten Commandments. For we cannot do either without breaking God's law. We cannot love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength, while we are loving our appetite. And you know what? I'll just stop there. And some of us, myself, look at me, may think about the health message, and we will talk about food. It is not only food, my dear beloved. It is also the Ten Commandments and also the Eighth Commandment that God has given unto us. New start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. So any one of those we violated, we broke. We know we were violated God's law. So let us really ask the Lord to help us so that he will strengthen us, so that he will allow us, you know, how we should follow these laws and also shun from things that we are doing that is not right in God's sight. So I just want to thank God for everything that he has been doing for each and every one of us. And the scriptures I was reading a while ago, my dear beloved, we of the three scriptures that we read, we saw that God loves us and he make a way and he provided for us. And this one is the last one I will put in it. I just glimpsed this yesterday as I was around the soup kitchen, my dear beloved. We had fed around 78 people and children. So yesterday with the food service. And we have a little devotion every morning. And it was taken from the minister of healing. But I was impressed to deal with, you know, dress. You know, we are doing the same program like what we do here, share the health message at the right time. And I took up dress, you know, because when I look, I notice that it is a hard subject to discuss, right? And it is hard for people who ready to get this health message reform and be obedient. So I was reading this chapter about dress. And in dressing, you know, it's not easy. And we share it. That is not my word. And we go into the Bible and we share, take some Bible tests and we, you know, present it simple little way that, you know, our sister and our brother could understand what God meant, not what all we. And they understood. There was a lot of question. They understood. And I went in a chapter in the scripture passage with Matthew 25:42, and I will just read this little passage, what the Lord said. It may not be dressing, but in everything we do, right, the Lord wants we to represent it. And it stated, yeah, it comes from the 12 virgins. It said, Matthew 25:42-46. It said here, just read this and then I will open the line and start it to share so you guys can put up your hand, because we are focusing upon the health message this evening, and we would like everyone to participate and share. It said here in Matthew, and it pertaining to the lesson health reform. It said, "For I was in prison, I was an hungry, and you gave me no meat," right? And also it can be food, and it can be the word of God, right? So wherever we go, as we heard the song a while ago, brighten our corner wherever we go, right? So it not must be food, mustn't be, but if physical or spiritual, it can be the word of God. We have to brighten. And that is what the Lord is saying. Don't let anyone be hungry with God's word and we reject it. He said, "And you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and you be sick. And in prison, and you visit me," right? "There shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when," you know, you guys know the scripture, "the Lord going to come," because all these things, right, God placed on this earth for we all to follow him, right, his example, to treat others just as how the Lord treats us. And when that time comes, you understand, and that reaping time comes, my dear beloved, we all will enter into that kingdom of heaven if we have the character of Christ. So I will just stop here, and you know what? As you can go back and read it and ask the Lord to help us that whether or not wherever we go, we will brighten our corner. Wherever we go, we will go out with a tract. We will go out with a book. We can tell others that Jesus loves. And when we see the need out there, the Holy Spirit will tell us, you know, what to do. So I just thank God for us and thank God for the word. So now, my dear beloved, I am going to open the line for those who will share, you know, just share some of the things that God wants everyone to participate, you know, and so do. I'm going to open the line. Thank you again for joining. Welcome to everyone. 224, your line is open. 225-337, your line is open. Welcome. Can you carry your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Yes, Sister Powell, can you hear me? I just want to say good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge. Well, I'm in Zachary right now. And I just want to thank the Lord for this prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for my sisters and brothers' faithful and kindness of the heart, my brothers and sisters. And I just want to, I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done for my family. Just to allow my sisters to come from Tennessee. So many people came from different places in Texas and other places. And they came to the funeral to support Sister Powell, Sister Richardson, Sister Carla got in the kitchen and helped serve and just to do what they had to do, because I didn't have enough servers in the kitchen. So I was so grateful to all they helped, and I'm so grateful to my brothers. And then especially, you remember when you all came down here to Louisiana and came to support the homeless, came and fed the homeless, give them book bags, 100 book bags. We did so much out there. And even though Jarvis was there with us, he was sleeping in the van. He was, you know, and excuse me a second. But even though, Sister Power, you all did this, and by God's grace, God knows if what Jarvis heard and what went on in his heart to know whether he was saved or not. I can't say. But I just want to thank God for laying him to rest, and he's at peace right now. And you know what? I have peace not having to go out there to see him lying on the street or, you know, so exhausted and tired. So now that my son is rested, it's all done now. So I just want to thank everyone that participated, that showed the love, that donation, Brother Rick, Sister Power. Oh, my goodness, Sister Carla, Sister Richardson, Brother O'Neill, all of my brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie, I'm hoping I'm not missing no names. All you guys came through and just blessed my family. So, again, Sister Power, I'm standing here with Nelda because she came from Tennessee and cooked some of the food for me because I didn't have no one at the last minute. So I want to thank all my brothers and sisters. So God bless and keep, and if this happened to anyone, I understand now that I have to step up and do the same for my brothers and sisters. So thank you once again. And I just give God all the praise because he made everything able and available to me. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And I couldn't read a scripture because I'm out here with Nelda right now before she go back home. So thank you. God bless and keep praying for us. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining and really, you know, sharing and giving thanks to God for what God done. You know, God is the one does all things. And he said to us, we only have to trust him. So, you know, he knows best, and we just have to leave everything in God's hands. So I thank God that everything went on good. So I just want to thank you again. Is there anyone who would want to share, you know, teach us a minute that we can, you know, open the line? Hear some of the blessings that God have given unto you. You know, I know he loves you so much, you know, so you can open the line if you just want to share some of the things that you have been using to boost your immune system. You can just share. If the brothers and sisters, if you want to share, can you go on and share? Okay. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Tymiko from Florida. And I'm just grateful to be here tonight. Always, I love this line. And I love to be on here to share with my beloved brothers and sisters. It's such a blessing. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. He takes such good care of his children. He takes good care of each and every one of us. And he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I hold on to that promise. He said he loves us all with an everlasting love. So I'm so happy. And I thank the Lord for bringing me gifts of love, showers of blessings we need. I love when you sing that song, Sister Powell. It's so it's such a blessed song. It just makes me happy. And I think it was yesterday a truck came and brought me some gifts of love from the Lord. So I'm just so thankful that God is still opening up doors for us that no man can shut, and shutting doors that no man can open. This was a special program to receive different gifts for those who just moved and they need some items for their home. So I'm so grateful the Lord has remembered me and sent me different gifts for my household appliances. And I just want to thank him. So I thank him for my children. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for Sister Leola. I thank him for you, Sister Powell. I've been praying for you and the rest of the sisters and brothers on my morning prayer line, and they've been praying for each and every one of you. So it's a blessing that we could show that love of Jesus. Anywhere we go, we can always ask for prayers to lift up our brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And I definitely want to share that I have been using Psalm because that helps me. And now I don't have that constant cough I used to have because I've been taking the medicine, the fresh garlic, the onions and the lemons and the cayenne pepper and the turmeric and the cloves. So it's been a blessing to take those remedies. And these are things that we have right in our house to build up our immune system. So I just wanted to share that. And I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Love you all, family of God, always and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kamiko, for joining, sharing always, right? Joyful and give thanks for what God have provided for you. And, you know, as the Lord, if we only have to trust our God promises that he will never leave us. Our promise that our bread and our water will be sure. Despite of how we look at it, you know, it may not be sure the time that we want it. But God is able to do all things. He only wants us to be faithful and to trust him. He can do great things. So I just want to give God thanks, you know, for what he has been doing for our brothers and our sisters, you know, all over. And he has been there comforting us when we are comfortless, when we are brokenhearted. He's there to present the joys of his in his heart and to allow us we can have that same joy, you know. So God is everlasting, and he promised us, my dear beloved, everlasting life, and that is what we all have to strive for. So we want to thank everyone for joining. Our speaker tonight will be a brother pastor Richardson will present the message. So Stephanie is not really feeling well. I think for sure we have lift her up in prayer so that God will touch us. We want to thank Sister Lynn for presenting a lovely song for us. You let us know that, you know, Lord, God wants us to brighten the corner. God wants us to share the everlasting gospel message to others, you know. And he wants us to be obedient with his health law. So we are still waiting. Anyone would like to share, can just share before we go into prayer, my dear beloved, right? We are trying our best to run this line, you know. We have other people listening to the line, and we are really trying to lift up the Lord on this line. You know, we have been recording, you know, and we, as the host, our brothers and sisters, the host, would like to direct the line, you know, the way that God wants us to direct the line, my dear beloved. We have our church program, and when our church program is in session, we have to follow, you know, the example what they do. So we are seeing every one of us here on the line with love and, you know, peace, and that we can manage this line so that others, when they come, they can say, oh boy, this line was monitored and I got such and such a blessing, you know. So we just asking everyone to follow, you know, the host, that when the direction from the host, you know, if the host asks for a prayer, we ask him for a prayer. If that's for a testimony, we do a testimony, not a song, a testimony and a reading. So we just ask him with love asking our brothers and sisters to follow, you know, the guideline from our host in the program. So we just want to thank you all for joining, and without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So, you know, and I'm saying to my dear beloved here, a lot of people have been calling and telling that they're blessed on this line for the testimony, the song, the praise, the reading, and to know that God have been strengthening us that we can be on this line to lift up the Lord. Right? So we just want to thank you guys. All right? So open this line. 518-482, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. You know, I have to give my little health tips as today is Health Thursday. This week I've been very busy in the first part of the week. We buried the first and buried my sister-in-law. And it was very touching, very, very touching. So I'm just asking you to continue to keep the family in prayer for this week. God is good. He could not have gone to see her in person, see the dead body, but we were there earlier in the year. And so we didn't have to go to see her. We saw it on tape, online. So I just want to thank God for the privilege of coming on this line. Though many times I am on another line, but right now this evening, I'm so happy to be here. And my little tip tonight is you know what is good for the eye? Juice. What juice is good for the eyes? Carrot. We know that. Celery. And even okra. Okra is one of the things that every one of us know what is an okra. An okra stables blood sugar. If we have blood sugar, diabetes, we should use some okra because it helps to stable the sugar. And it prevents and improves constipation. It helps to lubricate, you know, the large intestines due to its bulk laxative qualities. It is used for healing ulcers, and it keeps your joints limber, neutralizes acid in your body. It treats lung in some inflammation and antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. That is okra. It also prevents diabetes. And last of all, it protects you from pimples. You know those things that you have got on your face? And it maintains a smooth and beautiful skin. Okra. That is something that we vegetables that you could buy, or we could plant it in our garden, and you have it bearing every day, every other day. You could pick an okra. Very, very good. And now I give you some juices, because right now we like to have juices, and juices are very good. And for arthritis, you know, many people have arthritis. And one of the juices that we could use for arthritis is simple, carrot. Then we have the celery, we could juice that too. And pineapple. And last of all, I give you another one, that's a lemon. All of these are good for arthritis. Try them. Stop drinking carbonated drinks, and drink these, and stop using refined sugar, artificial foods, processed things, and you will find that we all will be healthier. Yes. And that's my little tip for us here this evening. God bless Sister Pavel and the whole line. Because I know others have to give.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cancinella, for joining us and always giving us these wonderful health tips, you know, natural food, plant-based food, and you know what? It is good. And one thing I can say, how can you eat raw to my dear beloved? You can just go in the garden and pick it, wash it off, and you can eat it raw. It can cut up and eat in your salad. You know, it's also, it's good. So all of the health tips that our dear sisters are share with us, this is something that we have to use, and it is in our pantry. You know, we can get these things, you know, in our garden, you know, carrot and celery, you know, and juices, you know, carrot juices. And I am telling you, I just feel like I'm drinking some now. So these are some healthy stuff that we are encouraging our brothers and sisters to eat. And as I heard, my sister just gave us that, you know, today I got a big soursop. Soursop, you guys know that one? The green, and it has some fruits in it. You peel the skin off. And I took out the seeds out of it, and I blend them, right? Just blend it. So, and I'm telling you, I have to make a nice smoothie, right? It took a nice smoothie from that soursop juice, you know. And I know it's refreshing, natural. I put nothing in it. You can put a little lemon juice in it if you want, or a piece of ginger. You can put that in it, and it's very good. So I just want to give God thanks for what he has provided. As we have been studying this health message so long, also show us about, you know, how we should eat, how we should get enough exercise, you know, we should drink enough water, and how we should be in tune with natural food, the leaves and all these things. So we just want to thank God for this message that God have given unto us. So, my dear beloved, I'm going to open this line. You know, please, my dear beloved, let us be brief, you know, so that we can, other can share, and then we go into our prayer. 8857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's merciful, God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, Sister Powell. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good. He's merciful, God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Sister Powell, today I have a prayer request. My prayer request today is to lift up my mom and prayer. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. I'm lifting up individuals too, Sister Power, and I'm lifting up Bay Cove in prayer, Sister Power. I'm praying for Avilite Ministry, that Avilite Ministry will come to Bay Cove, come sing his praises, come to Sister Power. I'm praying for the men, that the men will come preach, and I'm praying for Sister Power. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko, that she will come sing that song, Sister Power. That song I really love, my dear Sister Power. Can I sing it, Sister Power, before we pray, or I don't know, Sister Power?
No, brother Eli. After that,
Yeah, Sister Pa, my other prayer request is to pray for my social worker, and my pray for Brother Javel and individuals too, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Tamiko and her beloved daughter. I'm praying for her daughter through Sister Power. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's daughter, Sister Keisha. I'm praying for Brother Cologne. I'm praying for Brother Tyler. Taiwan, and I'm praying for Sister KTN, Sister Power. I'm praying for Sister KTN and Brother Taiwan too, that they will go to sanctuary. I'm praying for that they will go to a church too, Sister Power, just like Sister Keisha, just like Brother Colon go with his mother, and I want Brother Taiwan and Sister KTN, Sister Power, to go to church, go to a sanctuary, because Sister Power, God is able to do all things, Sister Power. He's a mighty God, Sister Power. God will do a miracle in Sister Tamiko's daughters and her son. In the mighty name of Jesus, Sister Power, I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. God will give them the victory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for the passion and the praise that you are giving for everyone. We just want to thank you, Brother Eli. You know, you're really, really doing the evangelism, right? Out there sharing your love and expect, you know, that God will work a miracle for us, that one day soon and very soon he will answer your prayer when the time is. You have to just wait on him. He has his timing. Brother Eli, one day soon you may get that God calling from each Advent light that, you know what, we get the okay to visit Deco, you know, because that's your prayer request. Thank you again for joining and thank you for sharing. 347-622, your line is open. And if my brothers and sisters want to share, you can press 1 that we can share before we go into prayer. 347-622, your line is open.
Thanks for opening my line, Sister Powell. I would like to recommend the book, Ministry of Healing, for an additional to the books literature distribution, because many people out there do not know about our health laws. Today I was out there and I bought some of the books and I distributed them, and they were so, this young man, I explained to him what the book was about. He just take it simple and put it down. So I said, tell him what is in there. So I explained, and he was so surprised. He started looking at it with some more interest. So, you know, I just recommend that if it's possible that we can give out some of these books, because the public, they don't know that the 8 laws of health. I was telling him that, you know, if we are to keep all of these laws, you know, and you know, the exercise, the balanced diet, the sunshine, the fresh air, etc., etc. And he was surprised. So many people out there don't know, and that this is just what we use to build up the immune system, and then they have to end up taking all these medication. That's not good for them. So this is my testimony. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Lynn, for coming and share a very important book that we're studying on this line. And we encourage each one of us here who do not have a copy of the Ministry of Health that we could, you know, invest in some of these books and share it out. I do know that we here share out quite a lot of the Ministry of Healing and also the Great Controversy and Step to Christ. So we are encouraging our brothers and sisters, you know, to get some. You can, this is what can be a good evangelism for you, you know, going out there in the street, around in the store, and all these books, we can get it, I share it, because we do know that we have one of the best health messages, and we have to really ask God to help us that we can go out there to shine our light with the health message out there, what that is the right arm to the gospel. So thank you, Sister Lynn, and we are encouraging our brothers and sisters, let us invest, right, in the Minister of another book, The Minister of Healing, that we can share. Anyone else would like to join us that we can open the line before we have prayer? Okay. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Good evening. Thank you, Sister Powell. Yes, thank you. Good evening. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised. I just thank the Lord for blessing today. It was a pretty good day in the season. I was able to go in the garden and do some work with the soil, you know, tilling the soil and getting the soil prepared for planting, and also fixing the herbs area. And I just thank God for sunlight. I thank him for rest, you know, the laws of health. I thank him for exercise. Working in the garden is exercise, and we as people need to exercise, even if it's walking. Many people fail to exercise, and when you don't exercise, it will tell on you, because your health will be affected. And as I'm talking about health, I read about diabetes. It's good to exercise at least 1 hour before in the morning for a diabetic person, and after eating meal, it's good to do digestion walk so that the blood sugar level will be low whenever the person eat. So it's a blessing to get your daily exercise and fresh air, which is important. And the cause of diabetes, type 1 diabetes, is immune reaction to milk protein, casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. Also drugs induced. Many people are in medication for diabetes, and the thing that needs to be taking place is lifestyle change, you know, not eating late, not eating cheese, meat product, not eating things that's going to affect you. Also, viral infection will cause diabetes, vitamin D deficiency, iodine deficiency, that's when we don't have iodine in our diet. Also, gluten sensitivity will cause it. And the destroyed of non-production of beta cell and other lifestyle factor will cause people to be diabetic. So it's not because of the sweet only, but when you are diabetic and you continue to eat products that are too sweet, it will affect it, but that doesn't cause diabetes. And, you know, one thing I know is the bay leaf, drinking teas, and doing your exercise, those will help those that are diabetic. And there's many other herbs to assist with the glucose and the blood sugar level. So as God's children, we ought to be taking care of our body, because it is temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in us and our body, which, you know, our body, our diet will affect our mind, our thinking, and, you know, that affects our body. So we have to be very careful when it comes to taking care of our health, and knowing that this machinery is created by God for a purpose, and we have to know about it. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for joining, and thank God for safe traveling mercy for you guys coming back on the busy road, and that you can come and, you know, share some of the things that you are doing in the garden, tilling the soil, preparing for planting, right? And thank you for this L tip, because my dear beloved on this line, all of these L tips are very important for us, right? Our diabetes, our blood pressure, and, you know, exercise, sunshine, water, taking enough water here, and also our rest. So we have one of the best, most important health message for the world, you know, so we have to carry out this message to others so that others can see that, you know, God have made yet provided all these health benefits and health tips for us so that we will be able to be the light wherever we go. So we just want to thank you, Sister Carlo. And I don't know if you have the time, could do our prayer, my dear beloved. Anyone else who would like to share our prayer, because we in our we have, and, you know, would like this line, would like this line, you know, to follow these health messages, these health tips that we have, that we all do things the temperance and, you know, do it the way the Lord wants us to carry out his work. So we just want to thank everyone who's here. I haven't seen the speaker. If the speaker is on the line, you know, our speakers are very on the line. We ask you to press 1 so that we will be able to open the line, because we are trying our best, my dear beloved, that when the message is over, like, you know, 10 minutes before the hours, you know, because we're trying the temperance, we can ask questions, something, comment or question that we do not understand, that the member, we are the host, right? So the callers then will be able to, you know, press 1, and then you can join and ask a question for that period till the 9 o'clock hours we close on time. God bless, and we're gonna ask Sister Carlo if she will be able to pray for us. General prayer, my dear beloved brother Eli. And all the brothers and sisters, Sister Tamika, praying for the old group and her family members, and also giving God thanks for what God have provided for her. And Sister Leola, the peace that she has, what God has done for her, and, you know, the ministry that she's going to move forward in, you know, with the passion of her heart. She have a passion for those individuals out there at Florida Boulevard under that bridge. You know, even though her son had gone to rest, you know, she still have that passion. So we're going to pray for that ministry, that it will be successful. All right, so Sister Leola, Sister Carla, 423, your line is open.
Amen. Let us pray. Yes, amen. Kind of loving Father, we come before you, Lord. Nothing in our hands we bring, just a humble heart we come before you, asking that you will forgive us of our sins, because, Lord, if our sins are not forgiven and we come before you with ungratefulness, unthankful, unforgiven sin, you will not hear our prayer, Lord. It will just go up and come down. So we ask that you will forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. You know everything about us, even the secret thoughts, Lord. You know you are a God that slumber not. You do not need sleep, Lord. But you have made us, Lord, to glorify you in all that we do and say. You've heard the prayer requests of our hearts, Lord, your people's hearts. You know, heard the unspoken prayer requests, Lord. We present them now before you. We ask that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Help us to be overcomer. Help us to be sinless and holy without blame before your sight, Lord. As we know, our dear sister buried her son, Lord, but she wants to serve you. And she wants to help the people so that people will come to know you as their personal Savior. Please help her in her ministry. Protect her and guide her. Keep her from harm and danger. Be with her family in a special way, Lord. Be with Brother Eli in a special way. Help him, Lord, in all his endeavor to pray for others, to be a source of blessings for others, Lord. We thank you for this young brother. We ask that you will help him and subdue his heart, Lord. Help him to be obedient. Help him, Lord, in all he say and as he does, that your will be done in his life. Also, Sister Tamika, she's asking you for blessings, Lord. And you ask us to be obedient. You ask us to surrender everything to you. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, search your hearts, and if there's any wickedness in our hearts, please remove it, Lord. Help my dear sister and her family. Help be with Sister Powell in Jamaica and the crew there. Bless them in a special way, Lord. We present the speaker before you even now, Lord, that you will touch the lip of the speaker, Lord, that you will speak, Lord, a help message through the speaker at this time. Not sure if it's Sister Stephanie or whoever, Lord, but that you will minister to us through the speaker, Lord. Fill our hearts with peace and joy. Fill our hearts with thanksgiving, Lord, and that we will take heed to your word and to your commandments, your law, your statutes. They are ever before us as we open our Bible, Lord. So help us to be a blessing to others as we learn, as we study, to share with others and to point them to you, because you said if you'll be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, Lord. Bless us as we gather. When you said where there's two or three gathering in your name, you will be in the midst, Lord. Bless us, protect us, and guide us, and keep us from falling, and present us faultless before your coming. We ask all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for praying. I know who opened this line, and what, welcome again, everyone. I'm going to open 240-988. Your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for that prayer. I certainly needed it. Our speaker today will be none other than Brother Richardson, no stranger. I am a little bit under the weather, so I'm doing some treatment tonight. I don't know if you can hear me. And so I know that there's something that's going on within my building. And so I just ask you to lift me up in prayers. God is good. He's great. We had, I think it was Tuesday, we had the instructional director with the principal that came to my class. And, you know, the kids were on point as always. God was just so good. I was working with a small group, couple kids that needed some additional help. And then my counterpart, my mentee, she also was doing the similar things that I was doing. And I'm telling you, beloved, I was looking for something, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know this man was going to come in the room. And that morning, the Spirit of God out of nowhere, literally, it popped up on my computer. I have a lot of different programs, a lot of different things on my computer, and I couldn't find it. It popped up, and I was able to write and record exactly what I needed to record before this man came in the room. As I said, I didn't know he was coming, but I just thank God for what he has done for me. I thank God that I don't have to fear anybody, and that's kind of like how I live my life now. I fear God because he's the only one that we are supposed to fear. I don't fear, you know, my job. I don't know. Whatever happens, I know that God promises me that he will be my provider, he will be my protector, he will fight my battle. And so I'm just so elated. And then I heard her say in a meeting yesterday that, you know, like she wanted to say, oh, he came to nine rooms and he was just so, you know, I had to defend. And, you know, I didn't even pay that any mind because I realized what the wickedness is about, right? And so we understand that we're not in a spiritual war, a flesh and blood warfare. We're in a spiritual warfare. And so when we go boldly, when we walk boldly, professing God's light through us, even no matter what people are, how they're treating us, what they're doing, as long as we are demonstrating the character of God, God is going to be uplifted at all times, and he will be victorious in all of our mishaps and in all of our situations. So I ask you to continue to pray for me. As I said, I don't get, you know, sick or snuffly, but I'm going through that. So I'm doing my homemade, you know what I mean, kind of like ramping up my homemade remedies so that I can, you know, I can have some resolve. And I know I claim God's victory and healing over my body already. Amen? So thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And I thank Sister Richardson and Brother Richardson for always being willing to be the ram in the ticket. Amen?
Amen. 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 All right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for joining us. Although you are under the weather, God is good to you. Your voice sounds clear, you know, because I think it was you going to be the speaker. Your voice sounds clear, and God is with you, and you're always on top with your home remedy. So continue to do your home remedy and trust in God. And you know what? Joy is in your heart to know that whenever time you are looking for anything or anything mislaid, that you have your loving Father who is there just to show you and to bring it up. Draw it up on the computer that you are able to do what he wants you to do. So thank you again. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. Asking the speaker, if the speaker is on the line, can you press number one? And my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. And the next voice you will hear is from our speaker. I see this line again.
The power, are you there? I don't know if you're experiencing something. We can't hear you.
You're not hearing me?
Brother Richardson is the one that is going to. Did you want me to offer a word of prayer?
Yes, offer a word
Heavenly
of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we know that we have a message. You have a message in store for us to hear today. I pray that you will allow the line to be clear and crisp, bound up the work of the enemy, so that the word and the word for today, the word that we need to have in due season, it will be one that will be fixated within our minds and our heart and stir us up, so that we can glean and run closer to you, Heavenly Father. Be with Sister Powell even right now as she's manning and hosting the line. I don't know if there's something that is going on, but God, you know all things. And so we lay this at your feet, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have bestowed upon me through this time. I pray, Lord, for each and every person that is on this line. I touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up, and I pray that your spirit will just dwell with us, agitate our hearts so that we will look and sound and feel and represent more more of you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And it's a pleasure to be with Advent Light Ministry. Reline, thank you, my beloved Sister Stephanie, for giving me the privilege to bring a word of health for God's people. If ever we need to be healthy, it's now, yes? We are living in an environment on every side where God is saying to us, as he said to ancient Israel, I will not cause any of these diseases that have come upon the Egyptian upon us. And you know what is so important is that God wishes us above all things that we what? That we prosper
us
and be in good health. That is what God desires, all of us. God does not want us to be sickly. He does not want us, because when we are sick, we cannot reach out to God as we should, you know? And this is why I know
Brother
the environment
Richardson,
also.
I'm not sure. It seemed like something is going on with the line. We can't hear you. Well, I can't hear you. And so if somebody could text me, Sister Carla, to see
Hello?
If you're able to hear. Not sure what is going on.
Are you hearing me, Sister Stephanie? I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me, Sister Stephanie? Hello? Sister Stephanie, are you hearing me?
We are hearing Brother Richardson.
Oh, okay. I know
Hello?
Sister Stephanie was. Yes, are you hearing me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Hello.
Right. Okay, then. All right. So I guess his sister Stephanie wasn't hearing us, I guess, hearing me, as the case might be. Okay. So,
Yes, I hear.
All right. So we are glad to be here by the grace of God, and we
privileged. I just opened 843-206. 843-206. Can you let us know if you're able to hear us?
And Brother L, he's hearing.
No.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yes. I can hear you, Sister Stephanie.
Sister Stephanie is.
Must be her phone.
I'm sorry, beloved. I think that there's some technical difficulties that we're experiencing. I'm not sure if you're able to hear me. I'm not able to hear anyone. If someone is able to text to see, and let us know if you can hear us.
Stephanie. Yeah, I hear you, Stephanie.
I hear you, Sister Stephanie. Yes. So we are hearing you.
I see that Brother Richardson line is open, but I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, my. Sister Powell, you may have to correct that from Sister Stephanie's line. Can you correct that, Sister Stephanie,
you're here now? Sister Stephanie, you're hearing now?
I guess she's not. She may have to hang up and call back.
Call back in, right?
Yes.
I don't want to cut over and then I drop cut off.
Okay. So then,
all right, you can continue. You continue,
okay,
Elder.
All right. Okay, so we'll pray because time is fleeting by.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, oh Lord, we come to you at this moment, at this time, thanking you, God, for all your benefits and your blessings towards us. We are thankful, Lord, for this privilege to gather on this prayer line here tonight with the brethren, Lord, where we can come together, share our testimony, pray, Lord, for each other, provoke each other unto love and good works. Father, we invite your presence to be with us in this study, in this presentation. Hide me behind the cross. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me and wash me from every defile and defects of sin and thoughts and words, O God, and in deed, and Spirit of the living God. Give me the directions, the wisdom.
Thank you, beloved.
And the leader,
Elder
that prayer.
Richardson is praying.
Thank
Jesus
you, Sister
Tamiko,
for letting me know if you're able to hear me. Are you able to hear Brother Richardson? Can you text me that?
Yes, we're hearing Brother Richardson. You were not hearing us, Brother Richardson, just pray a while ago. We are hearing him clearly.
Okay.
Sister Stephanie.
Can
Sister
you let me
Stephanie?
Know if you're able to hear Brother Richardson? Can you text me
we
that?
She's not hearing you, Sister Powell. That's right. That's somebody needs to text her and tell her that we are hearing her, but she is not hearing me. Oh, she needs to hang up. Somebody text her. Let her know she needs to hang up and call back. Yes. All right. So, let us go right into the reading. Again, Lord, bless us and guide us and direct us. I pray that Sister Stephanie Lyon will be able to, Lord, to be remedied, to be fixed, so she can hear, O God. Bless us all together. Again, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So let's understand the human body. Let's understand clearly the human body. God is the originator of our bodies, right? He made us from the dust of the ground. I know we have heard this over and over, but I'm just reminding us of some important aspect of when coming in falling on health and diet reform. We got to go back to the original in which God have originally made man from the dust of the ground So all the elements in the ground is the same elements that man has in his body, all right, because man was made from the dust. And this is why man in return needs to eat of the vegetables and the fruits to get the nutrients that will make his body capable of coming to health and building the immune system so it can be a defense against diseases and as such to ward off any diseases and whatever kind that will come into our body. So this is why it's important for us to follow the laws of health, because God is the one that give us our diet, and he knows what is best for us. We do not know what is best for us. The Bible outlines God's original diet for us. We know that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29 that God has given to us all the fruits and the tree in which is the fruit yielding seed. God is saying to you, it shall be for what? For meat. And if we understand the word in that sense, when it says meat, the fruits and the vegetables are meat for our bodies, not the flesh meat. So whenever we go off from using any sort of animal flesh or animal products such as eggs and cheese and milk and anything that deal with animals, fish or whatever, we are diseasing our body. We are causing premature death to our bodies. And this is why the Bible said, whether therefore you eat or you drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And it does not only take up our diet, which is very important for us to follow the health rules and the healthy lifestyle of living. We have that term, the new start, and how we ought to follow protocol in our day-by-day living. We ought to make sure that our diet is in right place, that we understand how we should eat, when we should eat, and what we should eat. And that is so important for us to understand that as a people. I always say that Seventh-day Adventists are very fortunate that above all other religions, that we have a more sure word of prophecy, that we do well if we take heed thereunto as a light that shineth in a dark place. So God has given us overall as Seventh-day Adventists a diet of healthy living that we can avoid.
Put on your phone.
That we can avoid not bringing diseases and complications and premature death to our bodies, because our bodies are not ours. Right? The Bible says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which dwell in you, and you are not God? You are God's. This body is not us. We are steward, loaned to us by God. And if we do not take care of this body, whether eating, drinking, resting, exercising, putting on proper clothing, getting enough rest, drinking adequate amount of water, and eating the right kind of diet, and eating between meals, and all these things, we are going to live quite a long, long time without diseases and complications, you know? Because when we have a sick body, we cannot operate as we ought and as we should, because we'll be crying out, pain here and pain there, We cannot get to reach out and pray to God because we are pained. We cannot get to rest ourselves as we should because there are things that are affecting our bodies because of our lifestyle that we are living. And it is important to understand this. As a people, we are again fortunate to have a knowledge of understanding of healthy living. We have no excuses whatsoever. No excuses whatsoever. I am not saying that if you, like, for instance, if you are in every way endeavoring by God's grace to adhere to all the knowledge of health and temperance and following God's ideal plan, then whatever may come upon us to make us sick, be it the environment or be it we are wrong. When I say environment, I mean the place where we may go and people coughing and all these kind of things and contract whatever complications and symptoms may occur because of our environment, as the case might be. And it's important for us to get fresh air in our homes. That is very, very important. And what do I mean, fresh air in our homes? I mean that we need to crack windows so air can come especially in the winter time. In the winter time, we tend to close up all our windows and lock down everything. We don't want to feel a little air coming from outside. We block off everything. We seal our windows. We put plastic and all kind of thing. No. We need to have some fresh air coming into our homes. That is very important. Sister White speaks about having air circulation, air from outside circulating in our homes, our houses. So never be in a house that is hot. Even I'm speaking about the winter time. Never put on the heat so hot that it's, and that when you do that and you block off and close off and close down every window and seal up every little crack that nothing is coming in, you are putting your health in danger. There's a quotation that says, we are more dependent upon the air we breathe, do you know that, than the food we eat. So if we do not get substantial amount of fresh air in our homes by leaving the windows cracked, even though our heat is on, we must sleep in our bedrooms at night with a cool temperature, not a hot. We need to lower down our heat at night. So what happens is that the heat in the house dries up the oxygen. Do you know that? And this is why you need to have also in your house what we call an air purifier. An air purifier. And what that does is that it pulls all the sediments that are floating, the dust that is floating in the air, pulls it into the air purifier, catches it, and then it filters it, and it sends out this fresh air, as the case might be, and keep your window cracked at night. Just open it a bit, let some fresh air come in, and that also is important in our healthy lifestyle. All right? So if you're not doing that, please start doing that even right now. It's important. All right? Now, it's also important for us to eat moderately. What do I mean moderately? Do not eat too much of food at the same time. So I'm just laying it out, reminding us not to be glutton or to be gluttonous, that because the food is tasting good, you know, you want to cram so much down. And people tend to think, you know, when your belly swells out,
oh, then I should stop eating. No, 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 no. That is so wrong to do. We ought to eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little handful of this, and a little handful of that. We ought not to eat a whole 3-4 pot spoon full of rice, right? We got to be temperate in all things, right? We cannot overeat. Overeating is intemperance. And when you overeat, you clog the stomach. And as such, the brain began to feel the effect, as the case might be. So take your time and chew your food. Chew, chew, chew. That's important in our eating habits. It's important to be eating in a way that we will not be rushing. You know, sometimes we may have to leave the house or have an appointment and we just rushing to eat. That is so bad, brethren and sisters, to be rushing to eat. I don't rush to eat at all. If I am most of the time if we have to go to church in the morning and I didn't get to eat my food, my breakfast, I take it with me and eat on the way. I don't rush it. You got to take your time, relax yourself, and chew your food properly. All right? So that is important. We need to eat wholesome food. Wholesome food. We need not to eat all these foods that are canned, no canned food, and all these frozen food that we take out from the fridge to cook. It is not good. It's good for us to use fresh vegetables if you're cooking or steaming, and it's better to steam than cook your vegetables, all right, and not overcook your vegetables, because if you overcook your vegetables, it means that it loses its the vitamins and everything that is in the vegetables. And so by and by, if you overcook your food, then you'll be eating just really nothing, right? So all the vitamins and minerals and everything will be just, and this is why it's important to eat as much raw food as possible, wholesome food, your fruits and your vegetables, not at the same meal, right? Not at the same meal. So you got to have an understanding about what vegetables, what fruits, what contains the various vitamins, because or different proteins or different whatever. You need to have a balanced diet, right? So don't go be eating too much of protein alone or eating a lot of, you need to balance your diet. And this is what you need to know in doing that, in preparing food at your meal, all right? So it's important to understand that. Now, we are not to be intemperate in eating. I mentioned that a while ago, even in healthy food. So if you have a lot of food on the table, or you, especially at a church potluck, where it have a whole set of variety of food and you want to just grab up everything, as the case might be, even good food, you can be intemperate of eating even good food. So we need to eat moderately, right? Not to overeat, to overtax the stomach, as the case might be. And we know that anything that tends to lessen our life forces is killing. Anything that we do intemperate is killing. All right? So we got to be careful how we go about in our day-by-day eating. Now listen to what the servant of the Lord said. And especially when we are eating, we need not to be stressed out or worrying, as the case might be. We need not to do that. She said here in this Counsel on Diet and Food, page 157,
She said nearly all the members of the human family eat more than the system requires. I just said that. We eat so much. The body don't need all of that food that we are putting in our bodies. It doesn't need all of that. Most of what we eat in, it just throws it off. All right? And then this is what caused constipation. Are you aware of that? Constipation are caused by people who eat a lot of foods because the stomach wouldn't have had a time to digest because you're overtaxing and overburdening your stomach so much that most of the time, especially people who eat and drink, please don't ever eat and drink together. Make sure you have your water prior before you eat and at least a half an hour before you eat, as the case might be. Do not drink and eat at the same time because digestion, we need to chew our food, all right, for the saliva. That's why Sister White said we need to chew. So chewing our food and masticating it, that's where digestion begins. I believe I touched that in a past recent Thursday, that mastication or does not begin in the stomach first, all right? It begins in the mouth. And there are certain, with the saliva, when it is masticated, then the stomach now is waiting and ready. So when you swallow, digestion will have been in the second stage in your stomach, all right? So please remember to chew. She says the excess decays and becomes a putrid mass in your stomach when you overeat. If more food, even of a simple quality, is placed in the stomach than the living machinery requires. You see, the stomach needs so much, and if you put too much, that's a problem. She said that this surplus becomes a burden. And you wonder why we get all this gas pain and all this stomach complications and gastric acid and burning and all these things in our stomach. And we get burning of the stomach because we are overworking and overeating the stomach. She said the system makes desperate efforts to dispose of it. And this extra work, she said, causes a tired, and know this word, it causes a tired, weary feeling. You notice when people overeat, or they eat and drink a lot, or they eat between meals, when the food is not digested, this you start to feel a kind of burning in your brain, or you feel a kind of tired kind of feeling, or you feel weary. That is a problem when we are not following the health principle. All right? She says some who are continually eating call this all gone feeling hunger, but it is caused by the overwork condition of the digestive organ. Wow, that is serious. That is so serious, brethren. And you wonder why you feel so tired. Because what affects the stomach affects the mind. See, the stomach and the mind is closely linked. All right? And when food, the right food is not eaten, then the mind gets affected. You cannot think right. And you wonder why is it that you feel so weary and tired is because we are not following the health laws. All right? We're not following the health laws. Now, she said here, gluttonous feast. And I want to really touch that. You know, we ought not to be going to restaurants. We should not be going to restaurants. But I'm saying if we do, we got to be careful of all the kind of combination. And we have to know that these restaurants, so I'm saying try your utmost best to cook your food at home.
I know many people travel, and they stop at certain places to buy food and all these things. But we have to understand that these restaurants, and I want to bring something home here that will really shock us and make us wonder, wow, I did not consider that. Do you know that all these restaurants that are cooking with all these vegetables and all these things, do you know that it's GMO foods? Are you aware of that? It's GMO foods or foods that have been sprayed. Do you think that these restaurants are going to go and buy organic food, vegetables and fruits? No. They do not. You know how much they had to spend for organic fruits and vegetables to put in their restaurant? Then they'll have to charge you double the price for your food. So all these food that we may want to go at restaurants and buy, they are GMO foods, biological foods. We ought not to buy any foods in these restaurants. We ought not to go by McDonald's. We ought not to go by Burger King. We ought not to go by all these store groceries or that has food stuff and items. No, we got to leave it be. All right? We need to cook our own food, prepare our own food, buy our organic vegetable stuff, as the case might be, our fruits, as much as possible, and cook your own food. If you have to go out and you'll be out for quite a few hours, then prepare to make some kind of salad or sandwich. That way it will not need heating up, as the case might be. But do not go out and buy food, brethren and sisters. That is important for us to know, because we cannot trust the food industry. They have contaminated the food with all these chemicals that they are spraying, and the GMO and the bioengineered foods that they are doing right now. And many of these foods, do you know that they are putting all kinds of insects? Are you aware of that? They are putting insects in our food out there. And this is why we ought not to be buying. And let me bring it home. We ought not to be buying manufactured things. And what do I mean by manufactured things? Anything that is in boxes, be it cereals, be it any things of, as the case might be, we ought not to buy manufactured food. We ought not to. All right? We, as much as possible, need to prepare our own food from scratch. Right? It's important for us to do that. And you wonder why so many people succumb to illness and sicknesses, because they are not eating right. They are not eating right. And as a result, their immune system is degenerated and weakened. So any little disease or in environment or whatever factor, you are quick and susceptible to contract whatever complication. So this is why we need to follow the health laws. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Right? And that is important for us to have a knowledge, an understanding of how we need to treat this body that God has loaned to us as steward. This does not belong to us. Our body does not belong to us. And God is going to hold us highly accountable and responsible for not taking care of this body. And that's where our appetite comes in, right? If something don't taste good, if something don't look good, if something don't smell good, we don't want it. And I hope that many of us are not using sugars in our diet. You understand what I'm saying? We got to stay away from sugars. When I mean sugar, anything that has sugar in it, stay away. These are cancerous, right? These are diabetic means and ways that weakens our system and kills our cells. And this is why we develop all these various aspects of diseases in our body, because we are not eating wholesome organic fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and getting enough sunshine and fresh air and exercising and drinking enough adequate amount of water, 7 to 9 glasses of water a day, as the case might be. And this is why we are so prone to diseases. Anything that comes around, we tend to just contract diseases in many various forms, as the case might be. So it's important for us to live a healthy lifestyle each and every day. Do not go out there and buy any. And I want to say something. We do not need to buy any orange juice. Orange juices in cartons or bottles. And I hope you're understanding this. We need not to buy no milk. Well, let's put it on the plant-based. We need not to buy any kind of, I just saying it again, manufactured things in cartons and bottles or whatever, cans or whatever, as the case might be. All right? So no orange juices in bottles or cartons, no grapefruit juices in cartons or bottles, no whatever drink in cans, especially those cans, those aluminum cans that we buy certain things in. We need to stay away from that. Aluminum is very bad for our brains. Right? Also, we need not to, when we are baking our foods, we need not to use aluminum to bake anything in aluminum. Stay away from aluminum usage, because the aluminum, when it's heated, right, or you put things that bake with aluminum, it goes into the food. The chemical secretes in the food, and when you eat that, do you know what you're doing to yourself? You're causing your brains. It affects the brains. Aluminum affects the brain. And you wonder why so many people are suffering from Alzheimer's. It's not old age causing Alzheimer's. It's the food that we are eating. We're not getting enough rest at nights. What time do we go to bed at nights? Are we going to bed 10 and 11 and 12 and 1? No. I said that in my last presentation, that melatonin is important for the development of our brains, and melatonin secretes or comes in at nights 2 to 3 hours before midnight. So if you're not in bed by 9:30 or 9 about there, and you go anytime after that, your brains, the mind, or your body is not going to produce the melatonin that is needed for sharp and good memory and mental health. Do we understand that? So we need to go to bed early as possible, before 9, after 8, as much as possible, and we need to get adequate amount of rest. And I want to say for those who are working night work, please drop that, leave it right away. Night work cannot be, you cannot rest and put in back the health of your mind by sleeping the next day, the whole day or daytime. Daytime was not made for sleeping. Nighttime was made for sleeping. So if you have a night job, you got to quit that, and you got to, because the melatonin it produces at night, 2 to 3 hours before midnight. And if you miss that night rest, you cannot put in back or compensate for your healthy mindset. Do we understand that? So there are things that we are practicing or doing in our life that we are causing all these complications and pains and all these things we cannot tend to live healthy. We always tend to be stressed out because we're not following the laws of health. The laws of health. And when we break the laws of health in any form, when we read the 6th commandments, thou shalt not kill, in Patriarchs and Prophets, the law given to Israel at Sinai, we're going to understand that the servant of the Lord said that anything that tends to lessen our life forces is killing. Can I repeat that again? Anything that tends to lessen our life forces is killing. If we do not rest enough at night to get our 7 to 9 or whatever hours, we are killing ourselves. If we are not eating properly and following the laws of health in every aspect, we are not drinking adequate amount of water, if we are not getting adequate amounts of sunshine, if we are not exercising, brethren and sisters, we are killing ourselves. And the 6th commandment says, thou shalt not kill. And if we are breaking the laws of health, then we are in serious trouble when coming to our soul salvation. Preaching today, I'm teaching and letting you know that we are privileged and fortunate as a people to know what is healthy and how to live healthy and how we ought to take care of this body, because it is not ours. And whether therefore we eat or we drink, 1 Corinthians 10:31, we should do all to the glory of God. So if we are breaking the laws of health, we are dishonoring and we are not glorifying God. And God is going to hold us accountable for breaking the laws of health. I want us to understand that, brethren and sisters. It's important for us to follow the laws of health and not disregard the laws of hell that God has given to us as a people. All right? Paul says that I kept under my body and bring it into subjection. Are we bringing our bodies into subjection to God's will? She said, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So we do not want to be a castaway or to be lost. All right? We should be living epistles read and known of all men. People should be looking at us and saying, wow, those people are healthy people. They are healthy. Are we understanding that? They don't drink this. They don't eat that. They don't go here or they don't go there. Yes? You see, Paul felt that a responsibility rested upon him to preserve all his powers, not some, but all his powers in their strength, that he might use them to the glory of God. And if Paul was in danger from intemperance, we are in a greater danger because we do not feel and realize, as he did, the necessity of glorifying God in our bodies and spirits, which are God's. Overeating is the sin of this age. That's what the spirit of prophecy brought out, is bringing out here, brethren and sisters. You see, the word of God places the sin of gluttony in the same catalog with drunkenness. When you are gluttonous, your mind becomes drunken. You cannot appreciate spiritual things. All right? So this is why we got to watch how we eat, when we eat, and what we eat. See, so offensiveness then was a sin in the sight of God, right? So offensive was a sin that was this sin, gluttony and drunkenness, that God, he gave direction to Moses that a child who would not be restrained on the point of appetite, but would gorge himself with anything his taste might crave, should be brought by his parents before the rulers of Israel and should be stoned to death. Do you hear that? That's Testimony Volume 4, page 455 and 454 and 455 of Volume 4, Testimony to the Church. Do you hear what will be the result of a child or youths who are so gluttonous and intemperate that it were to be brought to the elders to be stoned? If every time we do contrary to God's will, because the Bible said to him to know to do the will of God and do it not, to him it is sin. If every time we break the laws of health, and as the case might be, and you are brought to the church to be stoned for doing that, do you know that that would be a wake-up call for many? That used to be in the old time. And because we can feel like we can do whatever with this body, brethren and sisters, we are going to be held accountable in judgment time for how we treat this body. You understand that? Okay? So we are not to gorge ourselves with the taste and crave for things that God said, do not do. The condition of the glutton was considered hopeless. He would be of no use to others and was a curse to himself. No dependence could be placed upon him in anything. His influence would be ever contaminating others, and the world would be better without such a character. For his terrible defects would be, would be perpetuated. None who has a sense of their accountability to God will allow the animal propensities to control reason. We have a mind to think. We are not to be animals in our life to eat and drink and what as we please. Those who do this are not Christians. So you're not Christian if you have been gluttonous and drunkenness in your diet and lifestyle. Whoever they may be, and however exalted their profession, be it pastors, elders, whoever, the injunction of Christ is, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. He shows us that we may be as perfect in our sphere as God is in his sphere. Mm. Brethren, I hope and I pray that we understand and realize what time it is. The 144,000, their life will be up to par. Their dress, their diet, their character, their mindset will be up to God's standards and discipline. If we are not following the health laws and principles, we cannot be part of the 144,000 that Sister White says we need to strive to be part of the 144,000. That means our diet, our dress, our everything should be spotless, pure in everything that we do, like Daniel and his three companions. Their diet was in right relationship with God. And unless we come to that place, we will be like, symbols, just making noise, but no effect. So may God help us and bless us and enable us to follow the principles of the laws of health as God desires us to be living epistles read and known of all men. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for your words of encouragement, your words, Lord, to enable us, Lord, to live a healthy lifestyle, whether therefore we eat or we drink or whatsoever we do, we need to do all to the glory of God. Lord, help us not to please ourselves and to bring this honor to you and bring shame to your name and to your cause. Help us, dear God, to follow the right path, Lord, that you have set up for us as a people, that has the truth, has the light, has the knowledge of understanding right and wrong. May you help each and every one of us, Lord, to live up to every light that you have permitted to shine in our pathway, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. Let your name be glorified, let your name be praised, and let your name be exalted. We thank you, dear God, and we praise you for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paula.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Praise God, Sister, Brother Elder Richardson. Thank you for that presentation. We had last week part one. We had part two this evening, and we're going to continue with part three by the grace of God. My dear beloved, I know that, you know, the Lord start out with our own body is the image and likeness of him. And if we have Christ's body, we won't be able to put things in the body that should not be. And tonight I do know that each one of us is really a learning period. We are in class studying, learning how this body of ours that God has given unto us is the image and likeness of him. And he had made provision for us to live a healthy life, as our dear brother had placed it to us this evening. And I just hope that, you know, one pray that myself, will be obedient to the eight laws of health. And we heard of things that we must not stay away from. And we know we've gone over a little later, right? And Brother Elder just talked about temperance. In everything we do, we have to be temperance in doing it. But I'm asking you, my dear beloved, if you just have a quick query or a question. I haven't heard from Sister Stephanie. She was not hearing, you know. If you have a query, since we've gone over a little, if you could really press number one and you can ask Brother Elder Richardson the question that you don't quite understand. But I do know I'm thankful for this message, right? So I'm going to open this line. If this person here or anyone else would like, 2440-988, your line is open. Okay, individual cut. All right, anyone would like to share about what we just studied a while ago, what we just heard a while ago for the topic, right? If you don't quite understand, we ask you if you want to ask Elder Richardson some things you didn't know a topic, you know, and if we want to do better by asking us to do some more study on the health message, that we too can be a light out there. So you can press number one from the topic that we just heard. All right. I haven't seen anyone put. So tonight, my dear beloved, we just want to thank Brother Elder Richardson for the presentation. And I'm just encouraging everyone that we must remember to stay away from those bottles and also those cartons, and also stay away from milk, orange juice, and grape juice, and all the juice, right? And another dangerous thing that I got from it is foil pan, that most of us use this aluminum foil, and that is something we supposed to stay away from. So we will close again. Thank you, Elder, and thank everyone for joining, and just hope that we will study this to show ourselves approved unto God, and also to bring that little light out there to others. Let us pray again. Father, we just want to thank you for this message and the messenger who brought this message to us, Lord. Lord, forgive us for things that we have been putting in this body, your body that created the image and likeness of you. Forgive us, Lord, and help us, Lord, that we will follow this help message, and also that we can run to and fro to share this message to the world. Bless us and keep each one of us in perfect health, and allow us, dear Lord, that we will be changed by doing things and using things that we should not be using. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. And we know that tomorrow we will be having this our Sabbath. We're asking you to invite some. Let us all fellowship together tomorrow night. God bless and have a blessed evening. What must I sing a little song? My favorite song of the night.